we are on the video. Even if we don't get your pay, things are working right. So basically, we're here, you're listening to Ion Citrus Radio. Brought to you by IonCitrus.com. Your local, national, and state website on the web. Otherwise known as EOC, Ion Citrus. We have a special guest here today to welcome you to the show. Today is August 20th, 2011. Alright?
Yeah.
Alright. As you can see, we bar no expense in putting this show together. We have multiple technicians, and hopefully all these great people behind the cameras are doing a good job putting the thing together. So basically, that camera there is supposed to be getting you, if with any luck.
Okay.
It will be. Yeah, we have our granddaughter here. Introduce yourself.
My name is Ansley Lloyd.
And what are we doing today, Ansley?
I'm interviewing my grandpa about the attacks of 9/11 in New York for a school project.
And what class is that?
History class.
History. Very important class. We could learn a lot from history, but unfortunately we don't seem to be able to. It just keeps repeating and repeating itself. So, how do you want to start this off, Ansley?
I'll start with my first question.
Okay.
What were you doing at the exact moment when you heard about 9/11?
We had gotten up early like we usually do, had the news on, and we were, I think it was on Good Morning America, that's an ABC network. And they interrupted the news for a special broadcast, which is the news, which was a little weird. But, yeah, they interrupted the news saying there's something going on at one of the Twin Towers. And it showed they had a helicopter on it flying around it and showing what appeared to be some type of explosion having had taken place. At that point in time, nobody knew exactly what had been going on. So, we sat back and we woke up our Coral, our better half. And we started calling, I think we called your dad up and said something's going on. And, Maybe you better turn on the news because I'm not sure what it is, but it looks like it could be serious. About 45 minutes, I guess, to an hour later, while they were still trying to figure out what was going on, some type of jet flew into the other tower, and everybody at that point in time said, on the news anyway, that it was a terrorist attack. And then when I spoke with your dad over the phone, I said, well, this certainly looks like this means war with somebody.
And got another question.
What was your reaction to it?
As with most people at that time, I was shocked. Really couldn't believe what was going on. The initial shock value was just dumbfounding. Nobody knew what to make of it. The news people didn't know what to make of it. They were on their, trying to put it all together. And there was really no early answer when they were trying to figure out what was going on. Everybody was broadcasting the news. About every channel was saying the same thing. And then as the story progressed, and after, I don't really know the complete time frame, but after about an hour and a half, or maybe a little longer, after that second plane had hit with an explosion, we saw that one of the towers had started to fall down. Nobody could believe that. In fact, several of the news people said, well, it looks like a controlled demolition. just like a controlled demolition. And I don't think none of them could believe it either.
What do you think was the general feel of all people?
Oh, at that point in time, everybody, in the country and even around the world, they were shocked. They couldn't believe what had happened. They couldn't believe all the people that were being killed. There was a lot of support for the United States because they felt that we had been on... surprise attack, much in the same manner, similarly that what happened at the Second World War.
How do you think this event shaped you as a person?
How it shaped me as a person, initially, I was like everybody else. We believed what was going on, and we accepted pretty much at face value what we were being told. But as time progressed and as events happened, we soon began to realize that what we were being told wasn't necessarily what actually happened. And I'm not alone in that belief. There are thousands, if not millions, of people that share that belief. There are educators, there are former military people who have served in the armed services for 20 to 30 years. They've all come out, they've joined, they've formed groups. There's engineers, pilots. They all question the official version of what happened. And it was, needless to say, there are just too many holes in the story that just don't make sense. And unfortunately, just like the JFK assassination, which happened way before you were born in 1963, that turned out to be a cover-up. It was a conspiracy, which most people don't realize. That the Congress even declared that it was a conspiracy somewhere, I think it was either in the late 80s or early 90s. But after they declared that it was this conspiracy, they failed to investigate it any further. And there's a lot of people believe there's reasons they did that, because a lot of the people that were involved with that are still around today, at least their families. And the same people and the same groups are involved in what happened on 9/11. We're not going to try to give you all the details here because there's just too many. I mean, any of your listeners can go to ioncitrus.com. We have our podcast, radio show. We have our news website, which has links to all of our sites. And we have an extensive collection of evidence on 9/11 and other stories on our YouTube channel, which is also Ion Citrus. So if they'd like to go to that, they can look for themselves. As I said, there are millions of people out there that know the truth. A lot of people around the world know the truth. In fact, there's a real good video that a radio station, a TV station and show in Canada put out in 2004 called In Plain Sight, which shows all the discrepancies and what had actually happened. And people who have this, we love this country. We're not saying this because we're putting down this country. We love it. We want it to survive. We don't say the whole government was involved, but there are strong fundamental factions within this government who for their own personal reasons, and there are many of them, if people would just look into it, that they decided that this was something that had to happen. Any other thing?
When you first found out about it and how you are now, do you think your views are very different, or do you think they're the same?
No, when I first found out about it, I was just like everybody else. I was fed the line that the controlled media was giving us. The lines that you heard, if you heard something on the news back then, you heard it once. That might have told you what was really going on. And then after that, it was never repeated. So, I myself and other people started questioning, well, how come we never heard that again? Why wasn't that on the news again? I mean, they can talk about certain news stories and you hear it seems like a million times. But and aspects of that, if there was something that you heard once and it might be a little different than the official version, you never heard it again.
And do you think that they're ever going to investigate any further into it?
Well, probably not. You know, maybe 30 years down the road they might. But as long as the people that are still in power who were involved in it, it's highly unlikely. And if those families keep continuing, it's highly unlikely. The thing to remember is that whole incident that took place on 9/11 is what set up the world that we live in today. It's what happened today that they aborted a lot of our Constitution. They passed the Patriot Act, which is, needless to say, furthest from being a patriot. It limited the rights. It destroyed a lot of the Bill of Rights, which are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. So, fundamentally, our country has been drastically changed as a result of that, but not just our country, the whole world. And our whole economic conditions we're in today is based on fighting a war that came about under false pretense. And we don't seem to want to stop fighting. The war machine is fighting, and it's been fighting over 10 years now. And we don't seem to want to put a stop to that. There's not one politician in Washington, or very few. If they do come out, they're browbeated to stop. You know, anybody that has an opposing view, they call you a traitor. Well, that's furthest from the truth. We're trying to get the truth out, and hopefully one day it will be out. How about it? That it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. We appreciate you coming to the show. This is a special edition of Eye on Citrus Radio. And it's a short edition. We are going to be getting, as we have mentioned before, on our premier broadcast, a regular scheduled show. And as soon as we get a little more collaborators, because we need some assistance in the production of these things, because as you can see, sometimes things don't go quite right when you push the wrong button. That's why it's helpful to have somebody else doing the rest of the technical stuff, or at least assisting in it. But we'll be on once we get things set up. By the way, if anybody wants a our website has an open line where you can call in. It's much like the Chronicle, it's a sound off. And the number for that is 352-503-8294. And if anybody wants to call and sound off, their messages will be put up on ioncitrus.com. And you'll be able to read them and possibly hear them if the quality is good enough. So we're going to take a break now, break for a commercial, and we'll be talking to you later.
All right.
Have a great one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.